Time for another community spotlight with the Leeds Granville and Lanark District Health Unit. Here, as she is every week, Dr. Lena Lee, our Medical Officer of Health. Hello, Dr. Lee.
Hello, hello.
Good to have you back. And also joining us once again, Rebecca Ferguson, Director of Clinical Services and Population Health. Hello.
Oh.
Health for the entire population. Now, that's quite the responsibility.
Fishes here.
We're talking this week about school immunization. It is that time of year. So kids, if you don't want to think about back to school, plug your ears. But also we need to mention the recent letters that have gone out to families whose children have still not been immunized or contacted the health unit. Dr. Lee, why is it necessary to send out these letters to parents and guardians?
Yeah, so having these up-to-date immunization records is really critical for the health unit to understand vaccine coverage rates for kids in our communities who has protection against certain diseases, and as well lets the health unit act swiftly to prevent additional cases if there's exposure in a school setting, and it helps hopefully the schools as well as the parents and families and the kids themselves as well to minimize disruption as much as possible if such an exposure occurs. And so with lately we've had pertussis cases, we've put out media releases about that at the health unit, and then we know that across the world and in Ontario there has been cases of measles, though none locally. Cross our fingers for measles, but we do know that there are vaccine preventable illnesses that are circulating, right? And so it's important for people to be up to date for their vaccines, and also important for the health unit's records to be up to date for those vaccines. And this allows us to help protect the whole of the population. Immunization, as I always say, and remains true, is the best way to protect people from these vaccine preventable illnesses. That includes kids who are oftentimes vulnerable, and as well for the general public as well. And having these high coverage rates for students reduces the risk of contracting a disease among these students, but also protects people around them, sometimes people who aren't able to receive the vaccine or have other reasons to not have received vaccination.
Now, we did talk about the letters going out earlier this year. So what happened there?
Yeah, so over the course of the previous school year, the one that just ended, we did do immunization records assessments for students in JK and SK and for students in ages 7 and 17. And we had actually lots of records, of which 6,000 have some sort of missing dose for a required vaccine. And of those, there's about 1,000 students who have absolutely total absence of immunization records for the health unit. And so for those individuals, those about 1,300 people, we have mailed letters to say that if people are not vaccinated, please get vaccinated. If they have been vaccinated, please send us the records. If we don't get those records, then we would have to suspend those kids. And so that is an order of suspension that I've signed for kids who have an absolute absence of records at the health unit. The suspension order is for 20 school days, and that's according to the Immunization of School Pupils Act, which is a provincial piece of legislation which defines, for example, the length of suspension, the process that health units do. So we're certainly not unique as a health unit doing this process. It is a change from COVID-19, right? Because we didn't actually do those assessments during COVID-19. And so we do have a backlog, which is why we have such a large number of students with absent records, for which we do need to get the information that is required by law.
Okay. Rebecca, is the current number higher than before the pandemic? I think that's a pretty interesting question.
Yeah, for sure. And as Lena just alluded to, prior to COVID, we would do our annual assessments at the three age cohorts. And so we kind of would catch kids. If we missed them at JK, we'd catch them when they were 7. If we missed them at 7, we would catch them at 17. So we were able to maintain pretty good response rates with families. During COVID, we took a bit of a hiatus in order to redirect our resources to our COVID response. So last school year was really a catch-up. So when we finished the year assessment with the 6,000 students that we didn't show were in compliance with the Act, we decided that that was a big undertaking to correct over a short period of time. So the families or students that are most vulnerable would be that 1,300 that we have no record for. So it is a little bit higher than normal, but we're trying to kind of correct it before the school year starts, because we will be starting our next school year immunization record assessment probably in October. So we're hoping that we can get at least these students' records on file before we start that process.
Now, it is outlined in the letter. I know this because I have one, and it does tell you what you need to do. So why don't you just outline what parents can do to get their kids to school in September, something that I know many, many parents are desperate to do.
Yeah, and we totally understand that the stress that it can put on families. So there's four ways that you can have the suspension order rescinded, so your child can go to school. The first one is to provide us with a copy of their immunization record, and the instructions on how to do that are in the notice, but they're also on the front page of our website. You could also call us and talk to one of the nurses that are manning a 1-800 line, which I can give you in a second. And as long as they even have an appointment with the provider, and the process is underway, we're willing to rescind the order. The last two options are for families to explore exemptions. So if they are interested in not pursuing vaccination, there's two different ways. One, they can get a medical exemption from their healthcare provider if they feel that their child shouldn't be immunized for medical reasons. The second one is an exemption of conscientious and religious belief. And there is a few steps involved in that. But again, we're happy to support families if they make that decision to walk them through that process. So there's four ways, and we have lots of staff at the ready to help families figure out which one is best for them.
I'm sorry. You wanted to mention that phone number too,
Oh,
Rebecca.
sure. It's 1-800-660-5853, and the extension is 2313. And there's nurses that are manning the phone all for the next few weeks. Well, there's somebody usually on it all the time, but we definitely made sure that it's staffed for the next few weeks so that people can get a timely response back to their inquiries.
So, for those who would like to get caught up on the vaccinations, those who still need to have those jabs done, are there any sort of clinics that they can book into provided by the health unit or facilitated by?
Absolutely. We first actually would encourage them to call their healthcare provider to have the conversation with them, make sure that they know what they're actually missing. If their healthcare provider is able to see them, that's great. And then they can just submit the record. If they can't get in to see their healthcare provider, we do have clinics that we're opening up for those families that received letters. So we're kind of protecting those time slots for these families. And you can book them again if you go on our website on the home page. There is a little picture of the school suspension. You click on it and it'll direct you right to the online portal to book in to those special clinics. And if you don't have access to the internet, again, you can call that 1-800-660-5853 extension 2313, and a nurse can help book you into those clinics.
Thank you very much for that. Now, Dr. Lee, I wanted to ask you this earlier. Now, what happens if you don't get any response from the letters? Parents and guardians just don't take action.
Yeah, so I want to start by saying we don't want to suspend kids from school. It's actually really a last resort. It's something that we want to avoid as much as possible. And we really work, like Rebecca was saying, we work very hard with parents and guardians to make sure that we're able to support as much as possible. If we don't get a response to the letters and people aren't able to fulfill one of those four options that Becky was talking about, then unfortunately we do suspend kids. And that is, again, by Ontario law. Kids are suspended for 20 school days. They are able to return to school after that, even if they do not fulfill one of those four options. And then kids who remain non-compliant for the mandatory vaccination under the Immunization of School Pupils Act do get reassessed for future immunization records, and they may face subsequent suspensions as a result of that as well. So every round that they're assessed for the records, a new suspension period may apply to them. However, if you've submitted the records once to us at the health unit, we have those records and we will assess them as compliant down the road if we have those records. The other thing I'll mention is this is really the records piece of it, right? But if we do have an outbreak or an exposure at a school for one of these vaccine preventable diseases, kids without records on file, and also kids who are not up to date for vaccination, even if they have an exemption, all of those kids may be excluded from school because they're considered vulnerable for exposure or development of infection, right? If they're not protected for whatever reason, or if we don't know their protection status, i.e., we don't have those records, then they may be excluded from school if such a thing were to occur. Though hopefully, we are working very hard to prevent these exposures and infections from coming to schools.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Rebecca. You can share, if you don't mind, a great link to get some more information.
Sure. So all of our information that we provided, all the links to how to get the exemptions, how to provide your immunization records, how to ask questions, and how to book into one of our clinics is all found on our front page of our website, www.healthunit.org. Or you can always call us again at 1-800-660-5853, extension 2313.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Really appreciate it. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
Nice to see you too.
And Dr. Lena Lee, as always, we look forward to our conversation next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
This has been another Community Spotlight with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeedsToday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Thank you so much for listening.